A Whole New World of Precision Agriculture. We're visiting today with Brian Luck, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brian, can you start out by telling us a little bit about the practices, the technology that farmers are beginning to use?
What we have is management of scale. So we're looking at managing the field, not basically as a one whole field unit, but down to, say, different soil types, even down to, say, 1 meter square, managing that spatial variation over the field.
And what kind of tools are farmers using to do that kind of management?
So we have global positioning systems on all our newer machines now that are able to tell the machine where it is within the field. Then we have variable rate drives on a lot of our agricultural equipment. So we can do fertilizer application, we can do chemical application, we can do seeding to vary rates across these fields based on spatial variability.
Brian, what are some of the potential benefits of this level of technology?
The goal here is to place your inputs where they will do you the most good. So ideally, you want to put your fertilizers and your seeds and everything at higher densities on your better soils. We have control capabilities on our inputs to place them exactly where they need to be.
Brian, where do you see this kind of technology going in the future?
Eventually, I think agricultural equipment will get smaller. I think we can potentially look in the future at having completely autonomous, smaller vehicles that you turn loose in the field and they perform their task. So multiple smaller machines would potentially cover as much ground as our large ones.
Brian, do you have an example of a step toward that robotic field operation?
I do, yeah. There's equipment now that is a completely autonomous grain cart that can be called from the edge of the field to the combine, controlled in the combine, unloaded on, and then it goes back to the edge of the field and waits for the truck driver to unload it.
Brian, where's your research focus likely to take you?
Well, I haven't been here very long, but my initial thought for research is looking at the logistics and some of this data that our tractors and implements are producing. So essentially figuring out where inefficiencies are, say, in forage harvesting process. I can collect data from the harvester, from the trucks hauling, from the packing tractor, things along those lines. All that information is on there, the machine. So you collect that data, try to figure out where inefficiencies are, make things more efficient.
We've been visiting with Brian Luck, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.